Test function one, we connect the SMA gyroscope, I move it around in space, the gear translocates, picks up a resonance in a 16-bit analog to digital converter. We're going to test the qubit the hardcore way. We're going to bring in certain facilities. We're talking like code database. I'm going to break it down really simple in assembly. I've got the Sonicware. I've got the East Beast. And I've got the Artura. I've got two of those keyboards in question and answer. So I'm going to be building two layers with photodiode and LED, which is a kind of contact reservoir that holds an enclave, focusing and condensing light inside the chamber. And we're double backing so that we can get an entangled qubit vertically through the acrylic cylinders that are on the base part of the base foundation that contains the light. So that's connected then to the driver, which has five manifold Landau levels or 32 resonance peaks at various thermal inversion pinging through the frequency spectrum. So every time the phase converts to a voltage, it raises over a shelf, lowers pitches and pings, and there's a spin torsion element that is flipping in the lattice with respect to the germanium atom in the transistor double backed with the diode. So you get a thermal inversion, which basically lowers and raises two pitches. And for the most subtle inclination of an initial pitch, we can get a higher, bigger magnitude of a deeper, lower, larger concyclic wave surrounding. So you see, it amplifies, it goes over a parabolic curve. The gain is under reverse. Thinking about reverse feedback is just, that's a load of everything you don't want to think about to confuse you. But basically, what it's doing is the photodiode, which receives the light, is of a diminishing return in proportion to the gain per the light to photovoltaic chemical impulse. So basically, this controls the weather.